So I would like actually to invite now Caitlin Quinlan from London, from England, to tell us what are her bets so far according to what she has seen so far in the festival. What can you tell us, Caitlin?
Thank you, Eduardo. Yes, I'm really interested in the debut features and the second features that are screening here. So I've been exploring that program as much as possible. A real highlight for me, actually, just earlier today, was a Chilean film called My Brother's Dream Awake, which was just this really kind of poetic, very evocative drama about young boys in a detention center who are sort of struggling to break free and realize their dreams and get away from this sort of carceral system. And I hadn't realized that actually it was partially based on a true story of a tragedy, actually, that occurs in a particular juvenile detention center. And just, yeah, completely heartbreaking, but very warm, very evocative film. Yeah, as I said, the relationship between the central brothers was very wonderful. I think that could be one that really draws people in and could be a contender for, really, really standing out from that particular competition. I think another film that we all actually loved, if I can speak for everyone in the main competition at the festival, was the Indonesian film called Vengeance Is Mine, All Others Pay Cash. I think we can all maybe speak a bit about what we liked about that one. But that for me has been a real surprise. I can see that doing very well in some other festivals and potentially breaking out to other territories and yeah, in distribution. So,
and Caitlin, what are your biggest disappointments so far?
Disappointments. I must say I was disappointed by the French film Petite Solange. I think it sounded much more promising than it turned out to be. I wasn't particularly wowed by the script and the execution. It felt lacking in lots of places, even though it did have a similar kind of warmth and family, interesting family dynamic. Yeah, I struggled with some of the plot movements and the pacing and the script, as I say. So that was a real disappointment. I thought it sounded much better than it turned out to be.
And in general, I mean, is it your first experience here in Locarno?
Yes, this is my first time at Locarno. I've done some other European festivals, but my first time here. So yeah, really trying to get stuck in and see as much of the program as possible and experience the different strands. So yeah, very open to surprises, I think, because I don't have many expectations going in terms of what the competition should look like or usually looks like. So it's nice to be surprised by.
But in comparison with other festivals that you've been, what's your general impression of Locarno?
I think it's great because it's much smaller in lots of ways. So there's not so many strands to discover. Somewhere like the Berlinale, which obviously has a separate, experimental strand, or they added a new section for the last festival. So there's always something going on in very disparate and different, sections of the film industry. So yeah, you're really able to go from one end of the spectrum to the other. Whereas I think here there's a sense of continuity, maybe, or some nice comparisons between films in different strands, and feels much more cohesive, perhaps, as a festival so far. So yeah, I'm excited to keep watching.
All right. The next, actually, our next guest here is Alan Matley from Switzerland, from Zurich. Alan has also a very keen look on the Swiss production, but not just. So what can you tell us, Alan?
Yeah, as you said, Eduardo, my interest as a Swiss person is very much on the Swiss part of the program. So most notably, Monte Verita by Stefan Jäger, the period piece, and Soul of a Beast, the somewhat, let's call it, experimental drug-laced Zurich family drama by Lorenz Merz. I think both of them are okay, but none of them wowed me as much as, for example, Vengeance Is Mine, All Others Pay Cash. And I have also had a look at some of the international competition films. Most of them kind of underwhelmed me, so I was also a bit disappointed in Petite Solange. I was disappointed by The River, which is a Lebanese film, which sounded interesting on paper, but then ended up just being 90 minutes of boredom. and I think generally, like, one trend that strikes me is that there's a lot of, like, what you would probably call typical festival fare, where you have something, as with The River, you think it sounds interesting on paper, but then what it ends up being is kind of miserabilist, ogling at people from quote-unquote, or scare quotes, other cultures. So, for example, there is Holy Emmy, which is set in Greece, but it actually explores the Filipino community, about a girl who seems to have healing abilities, which, again, sounds very interesting, but then is mainly, quite oppressively sad without much to go for, or without much to say for itself, I think. And the same is true for Gerda, which is a Russian film, which essentially seems to want to tell me life in Russia is terrible at the moment. And yes, I can read the news. I don't need to see that in a film that, beyond that, doesn't seem to have any other ideas.
Yeah, I would dispute that. Actually, I liked Gerda very much.
Снег, да чего чудесный снег. Я по снегу, как во сне, в старый замок убегу.
In terms of expectations for the next days, are there any films that you are looking forward to seeing, or some directors to pay attention to?
I am very much looking forward to the Chinese contribution, an old new play, which seems to, from what I've read about, it seems to be playing and exploring Chinese history. And yeah, I am very much very much looking forward to that. And it's 3 hours long, which speaks to me on a personal level.
Any of you intend to watch this 10-hour long film from Portugal? I think nobody has much time for that, isn't it? Because, yeah, there is this is also the one of the things that you can only see in Locarno. It's a 10-hour and 41-minute length film from Portugal. But, of course, it's screened in three parts, so make it easier. But we got... now I would like, actually, to pass the mic to Phuong Le, our collaborator from Vietnam. Actually, she's a critic based in Paris for a couple of years now. And Phuong has also a very nice take on the festival so far. So, Phuong, tell me.
Thank you for having me. I've been having a really great time at Locarno. I love that the festival had new films alongside with older films, and the Umberto Latuada retrospective has been very energizing to see the festival sort of resurrected. A great Italian director who's perhaps has been underseen or underknown outside of Italy. I've been seeing a lot of Latuada films, and the most striking one is possibly Senza Pietà. I think the English translation is Without Pity. And it came out in 1948. It takes place right after the war, a sort of love story between an Italian young woman who turned to prostitution, and she sort of fell in love with an African American soldier. It's very, very unusual, co-scripted by Federico Fellini. And there's some very striking sequences where they went to a fairground, and it's beautiful and it's joyful, but you can see the ruin of the city immediately in the background. So that was very striking.
Come on, Angela, come on. Vai!
Bravo, credevo proprio che vincesse quell'altro.
Anch'io, sì.
Bravo! Una a me, vai già. A me.
And out of the new film, I really love, very impressed by Matt Gard from Phil Tippett, who's a veteran award-winning visual effects technician person. He did Jurassic Park, Starship Troopers, and this is a stop animation film that was in 30 years in the making. and it's impossible to summarize it. It's just an incredible vision of apocalyptic world full of little details that's just incredibly well done. So that's probably my favorite one so far. And I also really love Vengeance Mind, Another Pay Cash from Indonesia. So it's great to see genre filmmaking from the region.
Would you bet that this Indonesian film could get is a strong contender for the Palme d'Oro, it seems, in your view?
Yes.
If you're part of the jury,
it should win everything. It's honestly really, really great, and I think it will have a long life beyond the festival. I think the general audience can also really enjoy it as well. It had romance and action and pathos and everything.
Ia tak pernah bercerita kepada aku karena dia tidak mau terlihat tolol.